Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the other day, Baker Mayfield was quoted in a GQ article saying he just couldn't understand how Daniel Jones was drafted by the New York Giants, where he was drafted. And then he had to go back on Instagram yesterday and apologize for those comments, even though he was taken out of context.
First, I'll probably say that this is the one and only time I'll address this issue because, you know, the interview was done back in April, like right after the draft, and just things taken out of context, and that's the problem with today's day and age. You know, you don't read the whole thing. You don't put two and two together. You just kind of read scripts, and then people, you know, they combine sentences from different conversations, and so it seemed very disrespectful, and I can understand that, but what people didn't realize is the conversation entailed of me saying that I was surprised I was drafted number one overall, too, and then me going on a rant after that about QB evaluation and then me frustration from recruiting processes and stuff that I've had that I've, you know, it's very well documented my thoughts on a lot of that. And so it had nothing to do specifically about Daniel, about the winning and stuff. But, you know, I reached out to Daniel because all that blew out of, you know, way out of hand. And I wanted him to know how I felt. And I've heard nothing but great things from Saquon and Sterling Shepard, guys that, you know, have a lot of respect for him and that I, you know, respect their opinions. And so I just wanted to clear the air with him, and you know, it is what it is. That's today's day and age. You read one thing, and you can have your feelings. But that's the only reason I addressed it yesterday, is because that, to me, that came back on my character. You know, that's one thing that I don't care about a lot of opinions of it. You know, if you like me or not, but that looked like my character was, you know, way out of line. And
way out of line.
Come on.
Way out of line.
Just own it. See this? He's doing exactly what I said he shouldn't do yesterday and the day before. Be the bad boys, the NFL. It's okay. Actually, I'd like you a lot more. I like what Baker Mayfield's about. I don't want him to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know I dislike all things Cleveland, but I actually like this guy. I do. I like the way he carries himself. I like 90% of what he does. I like the way he acts like he's kind of the best football player in the field when he's out there. I like the way he rubs it in your face a little bit. What I can't stand, though, it's just like we heard when he went to Ohio State and threw the flag in the ground. Just like we heard at other times in his career whenever he mimicked Kansas. Just like we're hearing right now. Carry out the act, but then just leave it stand. Don't pull it back 2 days later. Don't apologize a day later. Tell Daniel Jones he sucks and roll with it, man. Be the villain all the way. I love that. Because people are always just waiting for the epilogue to these situations now.
I wonder how much of this is Baker Mayfield. And now, who knows? Maybe in this situation, he genuinely means this apology, unlike the apology he gave after trying to stick a flag in an artificial turf field in Columbus. Maybe he genuinely means this. But either way, I wonder how much of this contrition that he's expressing is because it already feels like things are, I don't want to say spiraling out of control for Cleveland, but because we haven't even seen them play
a game
yet.
There's a lot of stories with the Cleveland Browns before they played a game.
Right, there's so much swirling around the Browns, even on a national level. Like, I wonder how much he feels, because he looks at himself as the leader on that team, he feels like he's got to sort of slow the ride down and stop the party and just say, okay, I'm not going to add to the mix here. I'm going to just kill this.
But he started the party. Nope. He started the party. He didn't have to do this interview. He didn't have to talk about Daniel Jones.
But that was back in April, right?
So what?
No.
It's August.
Exactly. It's been 4 months, and the thing is really the cyclone is starting to swirl, and I think they're starting to feel it a little bit. Like, man, we're in the eye of the storm. We better grab something and hold on before we fly away, like Dorothy.
Or like I said, what would have been better is to just go the other way, to own it. Yeah, you know what? Daniel Jones is a young quarterback. I'm a young quarterback. We'll find out who the best one is this year. Let's go.
Lean into it.
Right. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Why are we trying to quell our true feelings in life and in sports, whatever? We're so worried about hurting other people's feelings in life. Here's the thing. Daniel Jones isn't somebody who's going to get, like, bullied. He's an NFL quarterback. He is a contemporary of Baker Mayfield. This isn't Baker Mayfield saying, hey, you know what? The kid that's slow in math or whatever, he sucks. I'm never going to help him out. I'm never going to visit his school. Let him be dumb. He doesn't know what 2 and 2 means. It's a guy that does the same thing, that is also one of the best in the world. You know, you follow what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
He's not picking on the slow kid.
He's not picking on anyone.
He's not saying this about, bless him, Nate Peterman. Right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Nate. Right. Let it.
He's saying this about another guy who was a first-round pick who's making a lot of money.
But I honestly think this may sound backwards in a way because he's diffusing a possible situation, whether he believes his comments or not, because it already feels like they're in the eye of a hurricane in Cleveland with everybody's eyes on them.
That's a very good point. The time is. But every situation Baker Mayfield has ever had to diffuse in his life, he's the person that lit the wick.
Yeah.
But the good news is he's going to do it again, maybe later this week.
And then apologize 24 right. hours exactly. later, which is dumb. I want to let him just let the situation roll out. Yo, Daniel Jones. And I don't know if they play each other this year.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, the crossover would be the same. Hey, listen, you're young. You're a rookie. Rookie, it was a little tough for me at times last year. Let's see if you're better. Good luck. Give the smart ass, hey, good luck. You know, there's... As much as James Harrison was a real pain in the backside at times, taking on that persona was, hey, you think you're tougher than me? See you Sunday. You know, like,
yeah.
That's what the NFL is. Men are men. Go with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.